Right, good afternoon. Are there questions? Yes.
I have a question about cyclic.
Yes.
Does it have to be generated by one?
Yes, that's exactly the definition.
Okay.
Well, it can be generated by one, right? So if I give you a group which has two generators, it still could be a cyclic group because there might be another single element which generates. For example, if you look at the integers modulo 6, this is certainly a cyclic group because it is generated by 1, right? If I have 1, I have 2, 3, 4, 5, and I also have 0, so I have all. Okay. I could have it also be generated by 2 and 3. If I have 2, I have 0 anyhow. I have 4. If I have 2 and 3, I have 5. And I have 3 minus 2, which gives me 1. Right? So 2 and 3 also would generate it, generate the whole group. But neither 2 nor 3 alone generate. So cyclic says it can be generated, not necessarily what I am given. Well, clearly, if it is given with one generator, it is automatically cyclic. But if there are multiple generators, it could still be cyclic if one could find another generator.
And that's not the same for ideals.
It's in some way the same idea as principal ideal. Yes, it's exactly the same concept. Principal ideal was, again, it can be generated by one element. And again, it might be whether you could have a principal ideal where it happens that two generators are given, but one could replace them by one.
Okay.
Okay. Other question? No? Okay. What I want to do today is first to finish one thing about generators, and I started with this already on Wednesday, namely looking at the question, how can we generate the symmetric group? So now these are a couple of facts where some of it will be proven in the homework. I don't want to go through all the details of all the proofs, basically because some of it becomes rather tedious. It is not really necessary for what we are doing on doing further on these what would be specific proofs just for this. So we have that Sn is generated by the permutations 1, 2, 2, 3, and so forth up to n minus 1n. So any permutation can be written as a product of such elements. Okay. And the proof basically is easy for this induction proof. What I now want to do is I want to look at if we write it as a product, how many factors do we need? And for that, I need one definition, namely the definition of when a permutation is called even. A permutation P in Sn is even if it has an even number. And here, 0 is also an even number. If it has an even number of cycles of even length. And cycles, if I write it in cycle notation. And that's one other reason why the cycle notation for permutations is convenient. So for example, if I look at the permutation 1, 2, this is, yeah, and oh sorry, and otherwise it's odd, called odd. Okay, the permutation swapping 1 and 2 is odd because it has one cycle of even length and one is an odd number. So this is an odd permutation. On the other hand, if I take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, that is even. Right? Because now it has an even number of cycles of even length. Or if I take 1, 2, 3, this is even. If I take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this would be odd. If I would take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, that would be even, and so forth.
Why
is
1, 2, 3 even?
Because it has zero cycles of even length, and zero is an even number. Right? This has one cycle of even length, this has two cycles. Oh. And what I basically want to mention is the fact that if we have these properties of even and odd for permutations, when we multiply permutations, the even and odd behave like even and odd numbers behave under multiplication. The product of two even permutations is even, the product of two odd permutations is even, the product of an even and an odd permutation is odd. Okay, and clearly this is seen if I say this is odd, the permutation 6, 7 is also odd, but their product is just this permutation which is even. So this would be an example of how this multiplication is even. Okay. But not yet going towards the proof or a justification for it, is this definition of even and odd for permutations clear? Yeah? Okay. There is another way how one can characterize even and odd, and that's one bit where I basically will be slightly sloppy in the proof, and that's the following. A permutation P is even if it can be written as a product of permutations 2 points as a product of even length or with an even number of factors. Or alternatively, one could say a permutation, if you want to build a permutation, or if you want to perform the permutation in a process where you always can just swap two elements, clearly you can, if every permutation here, if it's generated, it means I don't even need swaps of arbitrary points, but just swaps of adjacent points, right? So if this, once we know this generates, clearly we can write every permutation as a product of such elements, even particular elements of the form a, a plus 1. But what I'm claiming is if I do this, so I can obtain every permutation by iteratively swapping pairs of elements, and I say, if I can do this with an even number of swaps, the permutation is called even. If I can do it with an odd number of swaps, the permutation is called odd. Okay, let me just show this in an example first. say if I take the product 1, 3 times 2, 3, what is this? Well, this is a product of an even. These are such factors as I wanted. It's an even number. So I should get an even permutation. What do I get? 1 goes to 3 goes to 2. 2 stays fixed goes to 3. 3 goes to 1 stays fixed. So this is a 3 cycle, 1, 2, 3. And this has 0 cycles of even length. So it is an even permutation. Yeah?
So 1 comma 3 is odd.
Yes.
And 2 comma 3 is odd.
Yes.
Didn't you say it was going to be like integers in odd?
Oh, sorry, sorry. Odd? Did I say multiplication? Sorry, I meant addition. Sorry, I meant addition of integers.
Oh.
Right, the sum of 2 odd numbers. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, addition.
Oh, okay.
Because the sum of 2 odd numbers is... Or if you want, it behaves, sorry, or it behaves like minus, powers of minus 1 under multiplication.
Okay.
If you have minus 1 to an even power, you get 1. If you have minus 1 to an odd power, you get minus 1. And that's why I had the multiplication going in there. Sorry. Okay? So the product of 2 odd permutations is even. The product of 2 even permutations is even. The product of even and odd permutations. Okay. In general, I can write, if I have an n cycle, let's say I have the cycle 1, 2, 3, and so forth up to n, I can write this as a product of an even number of such swaps. Namely, I do basically the same idea as here. I have 1, I swap 1 and n times, okay, now I want to have n and n minus 1 times n minus 1 and n minus 2 times and so forth times 3, 4 times 2, 3. Okay. Then what happens there with the different numbers? Why is this product the same? We can just multiply out this right-hand side, right? What happens with 1 under the right-hand side? 1 goes to n minus 1, goes to n minus 2, and so forth, goes to 4, goes to 3, goes to 2, right? So this product maps 1 to 2. What happens with 2 under this product? 2 is left fixed by all of these and just is mapped to 3. Okay. 3 is mapped left fixed by all of them until we get here is mapped to 4 and then stays fixed here. And so forth. So all the other numbers are mapped to 1 more. What happens with n finally? Or let's first look at n minus 1. N minus 1 is left fixed, is mapped to n, and then is left fixed by the rest. So n minus 1 is mapped to n, and what happens with n? N is mapped to 1, and then is left fixed by the rest. So indeed, this product, this cycle of length n, is this product. Right? Okay, how many factors do I have? I have a factor for n. I have a factor for n minus 1. I have a factor for n minus 2. If I always look So if I leave this out, and I can look at the cycles, I have cycles, what is the smaller number in the cycle? N minus 1 here, n minus 2 here, and so forth, 3 here, 2 here, okay, and in this cycle 1 is here. So if I look at all the cycles which occur, and I look what is the smaller number in each of these two cycles, it's the numbers from 1 to n minus 1, right? So I have in total n minus 1 factor. Right? So I have n minus 1 factors. Okay. So what do I get here? If n minus 1 is even, then n is odd, right? But a cycle of odd length is an even permutation because it has zero cycles of even length. So indeed, then I have an even permutation. Vice versa, if n minus 1 is odd, then n is even, and I have 1, which is an odd number, 1 cycle of even length, so I have an odd permutation. Right? So if my number of, in this, if I have this kind of product, if I have an odd number of factors, my cycle has involved an even number of points and therefore is an even permutation. If I have, then my cycle has an even number of factors, but it's just one cycle of even length, so it's an odd permutation, odd permutation, vice versa, if I have, if n minus 1 is even, then n is odd, and a cycle of odd length has no cycles, has zero cycles of even length, so that is an even permutation. That's why I gave this definition in this form. If you're going to talk about cycles, if you try to define even permutation by looking at cycles of odd length, it's easy to get confused. This is, I think, the easiest way to check quickly for a permutation, whether it is even. You just count the number of cycles of even length, and that has to be an even number, and then it is an even permutation. And there is no way how you can accidentally mix up the two words. Okay. So the only part which is missing for the proof of this I've just given you one particular product. Okay, I'm just looking at it in single cycle. If I have a permutation which is the product of multiple cycles, like here, I can just treat each of the cycles separately in the same way, right? And now I just use the fact that the sum of two even numbers is even, the sum of two odd numbers is even, and the sum of an even and an odd number is odd. And that works exactly together, that every cycle of even length gives me an odd number of factors when writing it out. So to have in total an even number of cycles of even length, I have an even number of subproducts of odd length, and they together are even many factors, because the odds cancel each other out. So that is the total number of factors. Yeah?
Are your products written the right way? I was trying to do, when you did one, when you were trying to say one maps to two,
yes.
Follow it down, doesn't it then map three and then four and then it
comes No. The way I multiply permutations is always I multiply through this way, right? One maps to n minus one, maps to n minus two, and so forth here in the similar scheme maps to four, maps to three, maps to two. Yes, two maps to three, but I'm not using this again. I just use this to map three to two. And that's the one, and one is the one odd, one out in this product, which one needs to treat specially. All the other ones are much easier, because there I just have to, just one of the factors actually applies.
Okay.
For two, nothing is happening here, and then it's mapped to three, right? So clearly one can't be mapped to three as well, because then I wouldn't have a permutation.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
Right. So we have seen this for this particular product. To prove this, one would have to show that this holds for an R regardless how I write the product. I could write a permutation in a different way as a product. And what I have to show is that even if I take a different product, the number of factors is always either even or odd if I write it as a product of permutations of this type. And that's the part which I do not want to prove here. The proof is not horribly hard, but takes about 20 minutes, half an hour, and is not that particularly exciting to do. And it's also something which really belongs more into combinatorics than into abstract algebra. Yeah?
I don't think I understand. Should the bottom ones be like four maps to three?
And then three maps? That's the same. That's the same.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Right? This is just the convention. And there, yes, here, I wasn't very careful. I really should have written this as n minus 1, n, then n minus 2. Yes. And that's just because we typically have the convention that we write the smaller number in the first position. But we don't really have to yet. So if you want to write it as 4-3, you're very welcome to write it as 4-3. It's just then when you ask, when I ask you what is the image of 3, you will be unhappy that you wrote it as 4-3 because then you want to swap it back again. So we really use it in both ways. Okay? Right. Okay. So if we believe this here, it is now not hard to see that we get this property for product. Thus, the product of two even permutations is even. Why is this the case? I just write either both of the factors as products of such permutations. Then I have an even number of factors and an even number of factors. Total sum, even plus even is a total even number of factors. So that product is even. The product of two odd permutations is also even. Why that? I write both permutations as a product, then I have an odd number of factors and an odd number of factors, but if the total number of factors is the sum of two odd numbers, which is even, so it's again an even permutation. And we've seen this, for example here, the product of two odd permutations is even. Okay, finally, the product of even with odd, or of odd with even, doesn't really matter which way around, that gives us an odd permutation. And there, if we write them both out as products, I have an even number of factors plus an odd number of factors, or an odd number of factors plus an even number of factors, and that sum is odd. Even plus odd, or odd plus even, is odd. So that's why the product, if I take an even permutation and I multiply with an odd permutation, the product is odd. Let me illustrate this in some slightly more involved example. Let's say if I take the permutation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, this one is odd, right? And I multiply it with a permutation 1, 2, 3, 4. This is also odd. Right? So the product should be something even. Okay, and now this is a product where something more messy happens because I have overlap of points. 1 goes to 2, goes to 3. 3 goes to 1, goes to 2. 2 goes to 3, goes to 4. 4 goes to 5 stays fixed, 5 goes to 4 goes to 1. So the product is this. This has one cycle of length 5, 0 cycles of even length, so it is an even permutation. So product of odd, this is another example of product of odd with odd, that it is even. On the other hand, if I would look at the product of 1, 2, 3 with 1, 2, 3, 4, this is even, this is still odd, so this product should be something odd. Let's try it out. 1 goes to 2, goes to 3, 3 goes to 1, goes to 2, 2 goes to 3, goes to 4, 4 stays 6, goes to 1. So this is has one cycle of even length, 1 is an odd number, so this is an odd permutation. And if one can show that these products always, that I really always have an even or an odd number, regardless how I write a product, that's the part which I'm not showing here, then one has also proven this property. But basically, to use this property, we don't really need this proof here. We just need the definition of even, and then the behavior here is as addition of even and odd numbers, because that's where the terms even and odd come from, because the behavior is exactly the same. That the odd plus odd gives even, and the only way a product gives me something odd is one is even. Okay. Right, so far, question. Right. Since we have this fact, I can now note the following thing. If I look at all the permutations in Sn where P is an even permutation, I claim this is a subgroup of Sn. And it gets a name. It is called An, and that stands for the alternating group of degree n. Okay. So why is this a subgroup? I just need to do the subgroup. The identity is even, right? It has no cycles of even length, because we don't really count this as cycle. This is just something we write as a placeholder to write down the permutation, right? It does not have any cycles with numbers in. So this is an even permutation because it's the product of zero factors. Or if you want, you write it as 1, 2 times 1, 2. You have an even number of factors there, right? So this is 1, 2 times 1, 2. So clearly, this is an even permutation. And this, therefore, lies in An. So therefore, An is not n, right? Okay. What about product? Well, that's just what I stated here. The product of two even permutations is even. Right? So that is just stating that this set is closed under product. Even times even is even. And inverses, well, the cycle, how can I get the inverse of a permutation? By reverting the order of all the cycles. Right? So the cycle length is the same for the inverse is the same. Yeah, and why is the cycle length? Yeah, because if I revert the length of all cycles, the cycle length stay the same. And the number of cycles for the cycle length of each length is therefore stays the same, and by our great definition for even and odd permutations, if it's even before, if we have an even number of cycles of even length before, we have an even number of cycles of even length after, and vice versa. So the product of even permutations is, of two even permutations is even, the inverse of an even permutation is even, the inverse of an odd permutation is odd, and therefore this shows that this set is a subgroup. So for example, if I look at the alternating group on 3 points, all the even permutations on 3 points, it's the identity, it's the 3th cycle 1, 2, 3, it's the 3th cycle 1, 3, 2. This is all the even permutation on 3 points. And that's the alternating group on 3 points. If I wanted to go for 4 points, A4, what do I get there? I get the identity, I get similarly 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 2. I can do the same game with other numbers, so I can take 1, 2, 4, 1, 4, 2. I can take 1, 3, 4, 1, 4, 3. I can take 2, 3, 4, and 2, 4, 3. How many do I have? I have 9 permutations. Okay, that's all what I can do with 3 cycles there. There is one other thing which I can do, namely I can do double 2 cycles. Right? Double 2 cycle is also even, so I can take 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 2, 4, and 1, 4, 2, 3. And these are all the even permutations on 4 points. If you're wondering, can I do any other subgroups from this trick? No. If I take the odd permutations, they don't form a subgroup, right? Because the product of two of them, though it fulfills the pattern, the product of two of them actually never is in there. So it is clearly not a subgroup, or the identity element is not in there. So the odd permutations do not form a subgroup. They form, we will see in a little while, they form a coset. Okay, so we have this subgroup, the alternating group on n points. And what I claim is that the order of this group, the number of elements, is just the number of elements of the symmetric group divided by 2. And we knew what the number of elements in the symmetric group was. This was n factorial, so we get n factorial over 2 permutations. If you look at this in the example, it clearly works. For 6, we have a F6 has 6, 3 factorial, sorry, for n equals 3, we have 3 factorial is 6, 6 over 2 is 3. Indeed, for n equals 4, 4 factorial is 24, divided by 2 is 12, and indeed I have 12. Okay, so why is this the case? The case is simply because the map, if I take a permutation P and I multiply it with the permutation 1, 2, this goes from the even permutation to the odd permutation. Right? If I have an even permutation and I multiply it with this odd permutation, the product will be an odd permutation. Right? So clearly this is a map from the even permutations to the odd permutations. Just multiplying every even permutation with the permutation swapping 1 and 2. Right? this map is onto
and 1 to 1.
Why is it 1 to 1? Because I can just undo it by multiplying with the inverse of this, right? If I multiply with the 1,2 again, I'm back at my original permutation. So if two different permutations would give me the same product, I could take that result and multiply it with 1,2, and then I would have to get both permutations back, which cannot happen. So this is therefore 1 to 1. Why is it onto? Because if you have an odd permutation, you want to get it as this product, you multiply that odd permutation with 1,2, then you have odd times odd, which is even, you get an even permutation. But if you take that even permutation, you multiply it with 1,2 again, you basically cancel that factor 1,2 out, and you're back at your original odd permutation. So we have a 1-to-1 correspondence between even and odd permutations. In particular, we have the same number of even permutations as we have odd permutations, and therefore the even permutations are exactly half. Exactly half the permutations are even, exactly half of them are odd. What we would expect from knowing the even with even and odd numbers, that would be some way the thing, which makes sense. Okay, so this is even and odd permutations and the alternating. Okay. And the So the alternating group is a subgroup of the symmetric group, but it's a subgroup of just half the time. The subgroup has another nice, are there so far any questions? No? This subgroup has another property, and that basically is the property which corresponds to the property in rings if a subring is an ideal. Just here we don't call it an ideal subgroup,